Exclusive, Jeff Sessions, Doug Jones has revealed himself through Trump impeachment push as part of Schumer team. By Matthew Boyle on February 5, 2020. Alexandria, Virginia, in an exclusive interview hours before President Donald Trump delivered his State of the Union address on Tuesday evening. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told Breitbart News that the Democrat senator who currently occupies his old seat in the U.S. Senate has revealed himself as part of the radical left with the Trump impeachment push he's helping lead. Jones on Wednesday, hours before the U.S. Senate is scheduled to vote to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment adopted by the U.S. House of Representatives after a weeks-long Senate trial, revealed that he intends to vote to convict President Trump on both counts. Jones's votes will fail, as the U.S. Senate has well more than enough votes to acquit President Trump. But the fact that he has decided to align himself with the leftists who have taken over the Democrat Party has people like Sessions alarmed on behalf of the state of Alabama. Sessions, who is leading the GOP primary for the chance to take on Jones in November for his old seat, told Breitbart News in this exclusive interview that Jones has let the people of Alabama down by refusing to see their will done in Washington. Doug Jones has made clear whose side he's on, Sessions said. He has supported Speaker Pelosi's gambit to withhold the articles of impeachment for purely political timing reasons, not for substantive reasons. He's supported that. He's supported only the witnesses Chuck Schumer has called for. He's supported Senator Schumer's call for only Democratic witnesses. He's supported Speaker Pelosi's idea that she can hold back the articles for political reasons and political timing. He's also called the case presented by the House impeachment managers compelling. Fourthly, I would say, with regard to Alabama, he's not once defended President Trump from all the unfair attacks he's been subjected to throughout this process, even though President Trump carried Alabama by a super-large margin. He's ignored the wishes and beliefs of the people of Alabama. More importantly, Sessions said, the mask has slipped off Jones, revealing he is just as radical as the rest of them, and his claims to be a moderate are failing and untrue. I think he's clearly revealed himself to be a part of the Schumer team, the liberal team, that would create a majority in the Senate, that would make every committee chairman a Democrat, some of them radical Democrats, and all of which is contrary to the values of Alabama, Sessions said. Regarding the impeachment more broadly, Sessions said the partisan push by the U.S. House. It's the first time in the history of the United States that an impeachment has been purely partisan in nature with bipartisan opposition, was a colossal failure. In the House, all Republicans were joined by three Democrats in opposing one article of impeachment and by two Democrats in opposing the other. A fourth Democrat voted present on both articles, refusing to vote for either one. One of the two Democrats who voted against both articles left the Democrat Party over it, joining the GOP. The Senate process has been similarly marred by Democrat partisanship. What's more, Sessions says, the actual allegations don't pass muster. This was a colossal failure of the Democratic House, first and foremost, Sessions said. This was nowhere close to an impeachment. I've been saying that for weeks. It's not an offense. It's nowhere close to being an impeachable offense. They should not have done this. They have abused the great impeachment article in the Constitution more than it's ever been abused in its history, and they deserve to be criticized for it. It's become more and more clear, I think, to the American people as time went on that this is not. The evidence did not justify removal from office. It's nowhere close to what's required. I'm glad the Republicans said listen and went through a process, but they're correct to bring this to a close. It's just not there. I thought Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz made the case in a compelling fashion. Part of the reason why Democrats like Jones are going through with this, Sessions said, is because of how effective President Trump has been on his agenda. Sessions, whose interview came before Trump's State of the Union address Tuesday night, said the president's speech would be a positive message for America. He's going to welcome into his coalition Democrats and independents who believe that we've not defended our jobs and our manufacturing sufficiently on international trade, who think that it's long past time to end the massive illegality at our border and defend America's interests at the border and other issues that he's been thinking about that appeal not just to Republicans but to all Americans, Sessions said. By all accounts, that's exactly what Trump did, hyper-focusing on trying to win back the black community for Republicans, something that has even Democrats like Van Jones worried. And Sessions said this success Trump has had in building a broad coalition is why Democrats are trying to take him out. I think the Democrats are terrified. I think it goes beyond just hostility to President Trump, Sessions said. I think they believe he's assembling a majority coalition in America that could govern this country for a decade or more. The loser will be the radical, socialist, secular left who are going to be left out in the cold. They are a minority in America. President Trump has shown he knows how to appeal across party lines and draw in the extra voters that you need to win elections. So they went after him personally because they feared him. And they feared they were losing the support of the American people. It's not just that they didn't like him personally, but he and his agenda. That I've believed in for a long time, his agenda assembles a working majority of Americans. They support that. He will now have this impeachment behind and he'll be even more effective driving his policies. And the American people will continue to respond and the economy is growing at a very, very positive rate. I think we have a window of opportunity in the next year or two to make some changes that will be historic for America. To build on the good judges and to build on the tax reductions and regulation reductions and to defend people of faith and reduce our involvement in endless war and to protect our borders and protect American jobs in manufacturing. That can be a matter of great historic importance. I'm just really excited about it. But, Sessions warned, while President Trump clearly gets this broader coalition message, several Republicans do not, and that is why he is running for his old seat in the U.S. Senate, to help steer the GOP correctly in the era of Trump and beyond. I would say this. Many of our Republicans don't fully grasp that, Sessions said. They don't fully understand the opportunity we have right now. This is a major historical redirection of American policy from the left to mainstream American values. That's the choice we'll face in this next election.